We're on the telephone with Laura Cunningham, who farms with her husband near Nora Springs, Iowa. And Laura, again, that's in north central Iowa, what you're just east of Mason City, I see?
Yeah, in DeFoid County, but just east of Mason City.
Well, I saw a tweet from you today indicating that you have yet to get any planting done in that area. So tell us about it.
That's exactly right. We decided to hold off in April. It was a real unusually cold April, colder than I can even remember here on the farm. So we decided to hold off and hope for some better temps, and we got that. But along with it, we got rain and more rain and continued rain. So we still haven't been able to take a single box of seed out of the shed yet.
Are you getting close?
We are getting close. We got all of our fertilizer on. We've got some fields worked that we could start planting if we got rained out, and that's kind of what a lot of guys in the area are doing. They're taking advantage of any break and getting some field work done in hopes that we will get that stretch of good days that we can get some planting done. So there's a few folks that have some seed in the ground. We're just not one of the lucky ones.
So May 10th today. So are you adjusting anything as far as your planning decisions, or?
You know, at this point, we really aren't. You mentioned Twitter. I'm a frequent social media user, and one of the features I kind of like about Facebook is it's got this feature called Memories. So every day I look and I can see what was happening at this time in previous years. And I noticed a couple in the last week or so. 2013, I posted a picture of snow all over our four-wheel drive tractors. We hadn't finished our field work yet, and we had snow sitting on top of the tractors. So on May 2nd in 2013, we hadn't planted. On May 8th of 2014, I posted a picture of the anhydrous rigs coming back and racing the rain. We had just finished anhydrous on May 8th of 2014. So I guess it's not really that unusual yet, and we should all just hang in there a little longer. We're going to keep doing that. You know, I lean on Iowa State and Purdue for some recommendations, and what they say is we have still another few days before we'd start seeing any loss, and if that, just a little bit of loss. So I guess my feeling is it's still best for us to wait. It's going to be different for everybody's situation, though, but we're kind of still in a holding pattern at this point.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know that part of the country, you're a little slow to dry out anyway, right?
Yeah, that seems to be always the case. And if I think back to just last year, we were fighting the same thing where we had to wait for some warmer temperatures because we didn't want to put our seed in the ground when it was too cold. But then once it did warm up, we get some rain patterns, and that seems to be anymore how our spring starts. So I guess it's back to that whole patience thing and just waiting for some good conditions for a good start for that seed.
Yeah, and I know a lot of folks last year that did struggle to get crops planted ended up with some great yields.
And we were one of those. You know, I didn't even want to see our soybeans in June. They just looked ugly. But we ended up with really great yields on both the corn and soybean side. So I think it's still going to pay to wait. You know, ask me in another couple weeks, and if we haven't pulled a seed out of the shed, I might have a different story for you. But for now, I think we're still okay, and we're gonna keep doing what we can when we can, and hope we're rewarded with some dry days.
You mentioned getting some field work done. What else you been doing, kind of biding your time here?
Well, we do have a cattle herd on our farm, so we've been getting some calves out to pasture and. Bedding, you know, with the rain, the ones that we do still have here in the cattle yards, we're having to bed and take care of them. So we have livestock to fill the time for now, and otherwise just doing some things around the farm and getting ready for the next season to come, because there's work to be done after the seeds in the ground too. So always something to do on the farm if we look for it.
We've been hearing about slow pasture development in a lot of areas. Is that true for you too?
It is. Normally we would have all of our cattle out on pasture by now, and we haven't. We're given a few of our pastures some more time to develop. We did fertilize in some of those earlier dry days. So it's coming on now, but it sure was a lot slower with the cold April that we had. So another thing we're waiting on a little bit.
Well, we'll wish you some dry weather there so you can get the crop planted this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.